It's been a while since we've had a conversation with our next guest, Dr. Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital. Of course, we're all aware of the pandemic and how the pandemic has been coming and going in waves. And as I look at the stats for adjacent Eastern New York and for Connecticut, Northwest Connecticut, once again, a lot of things are on the uptick. Mark wanted to talk with us about what's going on. So let's find out what's happening with the Sharon Hospital and COVID-19. Mark, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I apologize that I haven't been able to be on the air. I actually have been one of the unfortunate recipients of a breakthrough COVID-19, and was quite sick for a while.
Wow! And so, you had all the shots and everything, right?
I did. And I was one of the first ones to get the vaccine, and I came down with it. And other than my lungs, I mean, I had every other symptom you're going to have. I was home for close to 3 weeks.
Now, what symptoms, for people that are listening, what, other than lungs, for people that are wondering about what symptoms did you have that led you to believe you had a breakthrough case?
Oh, classic. I mean, a headache, a really bad sinus headache, and then fevers. I mean, I never get fevers, and so I had fevers, and then about day five, I had really bad body aches, especially in my hips and my thighs. And, I was tested the first day because I just hadn't been sick in almost 3 years, and I was positive right away. So, and then I just pretty much treated myself with anti-inflammatories and made sure I followed through. And then I had a physical, actually, last Friday, and my lungs got a clean bill of health, and everything else seems to be okay. So, but it definitely is not the flu, I'll tell you that.
Now, are you going to get what they're now calling the booster shot as well?
Sure. And that's, I'm a believer, and we'll do what we need to do to maintain our immunity. But I always worry with the boosters that with the other 6 or 7 billion people in the world that haven't received even their first vaccine, that we're just going to keep going through wave after wave of COVID as it mutates. And so it's important that, when the vaccines are available, but please take advantage of taking them.
Well, just imagine how sick you were and how sick you would have been if you hadn't had the vaccine.
That's my take-home point, because at the same time that all this happened, I have a cousin who didn't believe in vaccines and ended up passing away last Saturday, and much younger than me and healthy. So, this really hit home over the last month in our family.
Now, did your family have to quarantine with you?
We did, yes, because I actually was with them. And luckily, none of my family or none of my senior leadership team that I spent a lot of time with prior to the infection, nobody tested positive, thank gosh.
Wow. So so you folks that are listening out there I'm not going to say anti-vax, because there are people that have been anti-vaccinations from the day they were born and raised. And but for you folks that have made a political decision not to get the vaccine, once again, Mark, just point out to them, it really can be a matter of life or death. This is not kidding. This is no joke.
No, I mean, I'm in pretty good health and had my vaccine. And when I got this, there was no doubt that I had it. And and right away it was tested, and running its course, I was scared around the fourth through probably seventh days because my fever wasn't breaking, and that's when usually the complications set in. So if there was ever any time to believe that vaccines really do work, this is it. Because I could just imagine that I would have had to come to the hospital and had all the other therapies, which they work, but it's still not as good as the vaccine.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the Sharon Hospital and how are things going there? Are you seeing more COVID cases? Are you seeing more breakthrough cases? I mean, and let's go over what rules the hospital is under now as well.
Yeah, we're on limited visitation only with certain populations, the children, people that are having issues, toward end of life, that kind of thing. But we have pretty much shut the doors again to standard visitation. And And that, you know, we just have to, we were trying to be safe for our employees because we're starting to see throughout the system, you know, breakthrough cases. Now, it doesn't mean they're being hospitalized, which is what the reason the vaccine is for anyway, is to prevent, you know, death and or hospitalization. But we are definitely seeing upticks in people being hospitalized. At Sharon, we're having waves where we'll have 2 to 4 people at any time come in positive, but they have to be admitted. And then, you know, through the ED, I mean, they may see 10 a week or more that are positive that we're able to send home. So definitely we're starting to see what the rest of the country is seeing. And I'm worried the schools have just started again. And this is usually where you're nationally you're seeing all the upticks occurring.
Now, you haven't had, have you had many, any school-age children as students, like at high school, report to the hospital yet?
I can't say, because I know I just know that our ER volumes are starting to decline. Actually, since probably mid-June, we're about maybe about 80-85% of where we used to be with volumes. So the volumes have definitely ticked up, but I don't know about school-age kids. I wish I could give you an answer on that.
Yeah, because I know that the Region 1 school district is really, really transparent, and they list to everybody when a family member, a teacher, or anybody gets COVID, they release that information to the public. And over the past week, there's been a far greater activity. And when I look at the maps for Connecticut as well, once again, there's a lot of red returning to the state of Connecticut, even here in some of the towns in Northwest Connecticut. I'm perplexed at what to say to people. I can imagine you must be beside yourself and other professionals beside yourself, because basically now we're basically doing this to ourselves.
Well, and that's where you can't convince people any further. Either you are or you're not going to get it at this point. But as you could see through the Connecticut Hospital Association and through New York State and everybody else, we've mandated, particularly even in our health system, that if you want to work with us, work for us, you have to be vaccinated. And so as of October 1st, we will know how many people will be leaving our system in regards to employment, because they will no longer be allowed to be employed by us, because we have taken an oath to do no harm and to do what's best for our patients. And the data is showing that if you're unvaccinated, that you are providing a risk to patients, and therefore we have mandated vaccination.
I just, you know, it's one of those, this is one of those weird situations where I guess we just have to go forward. So you are going to, as New Vance Health, have everybody who works for you get a vaccination. What I say to people is, they say, well, I'd much rather just be tested every day. Mark, just be honest with us. Testing is great, but it is not the answer to what we face.
Well, it isn't, because you're always going to be behind. And the testing is not 100%, just like vaccines are not 100%. The vaccines they're so effective that they are keeping people out of the hospital and they're keeping people from dying, whereas testing does not do that. So that's kind of where it really has been. It's less of a hassle factor, and it's more accurate. I don't want to say accurate, but more applicable to what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. So that's why we've made that decision a few weeks ago to go forward with full vaccination.
You know, and I have finally made the decision that I have a real fresh stack of masks that are in my car and at my house. I am double vaccinated, and I am going to get what they call the booster shot. But when I go in places, it doesn't matter. I put a mask on. I even though I'm vaccinated, and even though they say, you know, vaccinated people don't need masks, I just take that extra step of putting a mask on. I know it's not perfect. It's not 100%. But I'm just going to do for myself what I can possibly do to lower the chances.
Well, it is. And that's the big thing about masks, too, is what is the one thing we did not see at all last year, which the previous year was almost an all-time record, and that was flu. And that is definitely attributed to people wearing masks and social distancing. And that's still a big risk right now. And there is the possibility that if we do not mask, that even though people will be vaccinated for flu coming up soon, that this could be one of the biggest flu years in history. So we're concerned about that. I just think that we're going to be in that phase where masks are going to be something that it'll be second nature, like you saw when SARS was big and MERS and all the other coronaviruses, particularly, in the mid-2000s, early 2000s. So I think we're going to have to go in that direction.
Well, I'm glad you're getting better. Are you back to work at the hospital yet?
Yeah, I came back to work. I started doing full days last week, and it was good because I was getting Bucky in the house. Even though I was doing a lot of things virtually, there's nothing better than being around and talking to people and just being back in the swing of things. So it was good to be back.
Well, like I said, keep getting better. I'm glad you. I'm glad you beat this back, and I'm glad you let people know about it as a health professional. That breakthrough cases are real; they do happen, and if you're not vaccinated, it can be very dangerous for you.
It can be.
Mark, again, feel better, and thanks for checking in with us today.
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
And talk to you soon.
Yep. Dr. Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital. And once again, sharonhospital.org.